Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Yeah, Mark and Sarah back live from the farm, living with the spirit. Today we will talk a little bit about Mark's three main results from the mentorship program that he is undertaking at the moment. How far in are we? Are we like 2 months?
Yeah, we're 2 months in, but it feels like longer because we've done so much work. This is kind of like this my second round of mentorship with you. And we're kind of looking at things a little bit deeper than the previous round, which I appreciate. But I think maybe the first time I wasn't ready for some of the deeper work.
No, I would say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's fine. You know, we have to go in our own pace. It's we can't force the nervous system. We can't force growth. If we do that, then it turns into something very different. And if you haven't watched the episode, the podcast episode the other day with Robert Rothen, then he talks about the nervous system and that the gentleness and the trust and the power of the compassion needs to be there. So
yeah,
it's about going, each person has its own pace.
Yeah.
And the mind might have a pace and the nervous system might have another pace. So it's that balance.
That's usually the case. Usually the mind has a faster pace than the nervous system.
Yeah. I know that was the truth for me.
Yeah. But this time around, it's been a lot deeper. And I would say that one of the big things that we look at in the mentorship program is finding or helping to uncover a purpose.
Yeah.
And the purpose that I'm uncovering is a much deeper purpose than previously.
Yeah.
So I would say that so far, that's probably the biggest impact in my life is looking very closely at what is my purpose. And, before my purpose was more aligned to my my job and my position and my cerebral activities, and now my purpose is much more aligned to my nervous system. And maybe I can just share, but the purpose that I've discovered or that I'm uncovering for myself is that it's my purpose to heal myself and then to help others heal. In a general sense, I probably have some more nuanced. Version of that and how and with what tools and so on. But that's the general picture of it, is to heal myself and to help others heal, which is more aligned to my true self than any kind of mask that I was wearing from my job or from my education or career or upbringing. So it feels more aligned to who I really am.
And that's so interesting because it's like the process is in layers. And we do this purpose exercise usually at some point in all the mentorship programs. Some people begin with it and some people do it at the end or in the middle. It's really about flowing where in your life, where in the process are you? And now when you do it the second time around, we said, okay, I feel like, let's start with this because we started with it the first time and now we started with it again because we felt like, yeah, I think something has shifted and that it's time to go a little bit deeper. And I remember us doing that exercise and you were a little bit blown away. Like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's like,
it was radically different actually, very, very different.
Yes.
Yeah. But part of that has been, me realizing that there's a greater truth to my being than my career choice and my education choice.
Yes. So
yeah,
depending on where we are, we might still be in the social, in the mind, in the identity, in the like performance, expectations from family, from ourselves, from it's about the belief systems, society and all of it, so it's about that balance. And nothing is right or wrong, it's not wrong to have this the first kind of purpose, but it's like it shows us that it's a journey and that we might change and develop along the way.
yeah So my first purpose was more aligned to my role as an educator, which is my career choice. I work in the field of education. And I do see how that my current purpose is still aligned to that in some degree, because healing people should be a part of the education system. It's currently not. So maybe there's opportunity in the future for that to be more aligned. But one of the ripple effects of me discovering my purpose is then what I'm also doing is I'm helping my company to establish a greater sense of purpose.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we have a mission to do things in a more different and subtle way instead of such a direct way. Mm-hmm. So whenever I can align myself to my purpose, then all of my little projects that I work on can also be more aligned. So that goes for my career, my education, my health practice, I'm currently doing a fast, you know, and that has a different purpose to it than the fast that I've done before. So it's like everything that I'm doing in my life now has a greater sense of clarity because I have a greater sense of purpose. Yeah. It's more aligned to my true self.
Yeah. And in the mentorship program, we will find a purpose for where you are at this moment. And it doesn't have to be the big life purpose. It's just, where am I now and where am I going for the foreseeable future? So, yeah, of course, that changed when we changed. So.
Yeah, and who knows, in some years' time, I could go on this adventure again and uncover a deeper purpose or a different purpose. Open to all of the possible outcomes there.
Yeah. Okay, what's the second thing that you have noticed?
Well, I think this time around, we're also kind of going deeper into the shadow aspects. So, you know, really looking deeply at things that might be holding me back, limiting beliefs, and where those are coming from. And I've noticed that a lot of my actions and behaviors through my entire life have come from a place of wanting security, wanting safety, or wanting approval.
Yes.
There's so many life decisions that I have made that are involved in those three characteristics. I'm not necessarily like mourning or, you know, obsessing or being depressed over my life choices, but I'm just really asking myself now, okay, well, now that I've recognized that I have that pattern, where is that pattern coming from? What can I do with that pattern? And how can I make life choices going forward that aren't so tied to those three areas?
Yeah.
And they're probably, I would say, the deepest three areas, not just for me, but for lots of people. Everybody wants security, everybody wants safety, and everybody wants approval in some way or another. So it's not a unique journey, but it's definitely a journey that is important to look at yourself and ask those questions.
Yeah, there's a three-step, you talk about safety, control, and approval. So when you if you have safety, then you will navigate from a complete, I mean, that's what we talk about, grounding and the regulated nervous system. It's all about safety, being safe and navigate and being safe and accessing the life force, the creativity, the intuition, and all of that comes with the safety. But when we don't have that, we try to control our environment so we feel safe. And we also ask our environment for approval because we're looking from it from the external. So that's your summary there is on point.
Yeah. And, I've just kind of done some reflections and I look back at my life, you know, I've been divorced twice. I've moved to a different country a few times. I've quit jobs unexpectedly. I've just kind of, you know, said, F this, I'm out of here, and walked away from things that I believed in at one point. And, if I really look back at all those situations, it was, you know, safety, security, and approval were involved in some way or another.
Yeah.
And it gets really tangled up, especially when your nervous system is ungrounded.
Yeah.
And so now that my nervous system is more grounded and I continue to further provide safety for my nervous system, then my nervous system doesn't seek external things for safety anymore. And so I can kind of, you know, get rid of things in my life that no longer serve me because my safety is taken care of.
Yeah. And that's such a massive insight and shift. So where would you say that you are in the nervous system when you divorce, move, quit?
I mean, most of them were really high up in the blue zone. I mean, I'm definitely past fight or flight because.
But you that's know, a flight.
Yeah, flight. Yeah. Flight is definitely is when you're leaving something for yes. sure. But I mean, I think I left things in such a high activated nervous system that I was ready to leave the body. I wasn't just ready to leave the country or leave my wife or leave my, you know, I was ready to just leave the planet almost.
Yeah.
So that it was a very high level of activation.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, and what was the third one?
We talked a little bit about how like my purpose is one thing, but then expanding into other aspects of my life. Like for example, starting this fast that we're on now, it has just a whole new flavor and a whole new meaning to it before. Whereas before the fasting and the detox was more health related. And I was using it to clear up some blockages in my stomach and detox some heavy metals from my past. Now this detox is much more spiritual in nature because I'm using this as an opportunity to allow those deep, deep thoughts to bubble up, like the safety and the security and the approval. Yeah. And I'm just kind of giving space for those things and then, you know, meditating on them in the morning with our morning practice and, you know, just allowing it to be, because before I think I was just pushing them down so much that I didn't want to look at them. That's over with. That part of my life is gone. I don't ever have to see it again. But that doesn't really solve the problem. It just pushes it away for a while, which is okay. You might need that to get over a part of your life or to ground yourself. Okay. But now that I am more grounded and feel safe and secure, there's an opportunity for those feelings to come back up again. So I can experience them. I can feel them. I can integrate them. I can speak with them with a level head. And I don't think in my life ever had that experience.
No. I mean, you've done a really deep work when it comes to this, because that's been a part of your shadow work, the avoidance to not want to look. And that's what happened in the first round, that you weren't ready to look at those. We talked about it, but it wasn't.
I was defensive in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Not me. I didn't do that.
It's like, I'm done with that. It's like, I'm done with that. I'm not opening that door again. It's like, no, it's not that, you know, like avoiding and defending.
Yeah. I'm healed already.
Yeah. I'm enlightened. Promise.
Yeah. Yes.
But that's, you know, that's also everything is connected to the nervous system, and the shadow is really just ways for us to protect ourselves. Yeah. In the moment, and then it becomes, so what is supposed to be a short-term protection becomes a long-term behavior. And it's only with love and compassion and patience but also, you know, accountability and willing to look at it and willing to go through the, you know, being a little bit courageous, but it's just an unraveling of the shadow. It's not like straight head in and just like guilt, shame and blame, like, oh, I did this, I'm so bad. Yeah. It's not that. It's about, you know, fully being accountable for whatever happened in our lives and then facing that with gentleness and integration and just allow that to come forward and not be a shadow anymore and, you know, meet it, accept it, love it, and release it and do the necessary changes. Okay, I'm doing this, then I need to do that. And that's the big thing that I see. I mean, the purpose is a really big one, but what I see in like actions, that's what I see, like the willingness to really go into those things. And then you're getting amazing results from it. So, I mean, it's only been 2 weeks. 2 months, and it's like could have been the whole program.
And you're right about the action aspect of it, and this is something else that I'm discovering about the power of intention, is that intention is just the first step. Then you must, you know, use your will and your actions and align your behaviors towards that intention. I think a couple of weeks ago, I was struggling quite a bit with that with that word intention and had some help with one of our teachers. And I have a much deeper understanding of it and see how it's a force to align to my purpose.
Yeah. Good times ahead.
Amazing doing times ahead.
Yeah, doing great work. I mean, it's just so rewarding to see, to be part of. So I'm really grateful for that. And that your willingness to share is also very, you know, important and valuable, but it's so also very aligned with your new purpose to help and heal and to serve. And then sharing is one of those. So I really appreciate that. So thank you a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
And for all of those interested in our, so the mentorship program is part of our online experience. Now that we have started to open up the possibility to work with us from home, for those who are not willing or able to come to the retreat, if that's not aligned, then we have crafted a very serious online offer that is as deep as we can go, you know, with it's still being manageable to attend while you are not completely secluded from the world, maybe. So it's a two-level program. It's a group program with a VIP option upgrade, which is the mentorship. So there's a group package both of them are the combination of the somatic work and the coaching. And it can be with me or Simba or both. I mean, the group is with both. And then the add-on of the mentorship with the private sessions and the support between the sessions is the mentorship upgrade. So you can you can read all about it on our website, livingwiththespirit.com. There's application forms on the site that you can use, but you can also do a no strings attached discovery call. No problem. Just reach out to us. That's it for today.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks, everyone.
Have a good day. Ciao, ciao.